This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The number of fatalities to occur on Humboldt County roads in 2017 has now reached 29 after it was confirmed that a 16-year-old Anderson girl died in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 299 last week. The CHP is investigating the cause of the crash that claimed the life of Alexis Hill and sent two other teenagers to the hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the sedan, 18-year-old Thomas Ladewig, was headed eastbound on 299 when he lost control of the car and it left the roadway, where it collided with a boulder and overturned. Hill, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected and died at the scene. Impairment is not considered a factor. The investigation is ongoing. It was in the early morning hours on Friday when members of the Shelter Cove Volunteer Fire Department responded to a report of a car that had gone off the roadway on Chemise Mountain Road. One person suffered fatal injuries in that crash, while several other passengers were helped to safety. The cause of the crash is unknown, and identification of the deceased is pending notification of next of kin. The Garberville Sanitary District has issued a boil water order for customers, effective through this afternoon after a chlorine leak was found at the water treatment plant. The State Water Board requested the district issue the order after chlorine was found in an underground contact chamber, and the district is working with the contractor who built the facility to address the problem. The boil water order was issued as a precaution and as part of state requirements, and the district is optimistic that the order will be lifted this afternoon and that the water is safe to consume. The sheriff's office has hired a full-time public information officer, and she's someone familiar with the local media market. Samantha Cargis is the new hire, and the public information specialist is a civilian position within the sheriff's office. Cargis previously worked at News Channel 3 and has been working as a media coordinator at Faith Center Foursquare Church in Eureka. Listeners will most likely get a chance to hear Cargis in person when she accompanies Sheriff Billy Hansel to his next talk shop appearance here on KINS News Radio. Multiple news outlets reports that the body of a missing Arizona man who was driving from his home in Arizona to Washington State to attend his daughter's wedding has been found. Keith Olson was expected to arrive in Washington on Saturday the 18th, but he never made it, and a search for the missing man was initiated last week after he lost contact with his family. Olson's car was found by a local resident on Xenia Lane in Trinity County, and Kim Kemp reports that Southern Humboldt Search and Rescue Team members found his body in an area near the vehicle on Saturday morning. It's suspected that Olson, who had several medical issues, got disoriented on the drive and then got lost before he walked away from his vehicle. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.